Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Yannick Taylor, your priestess, not your mistress. I want to thank you all for keeping up with Black Trends and Beautiful. Right now, I'm actually recording in my car, just sitting in a parking lot, waiting on one of my good friends. Just got off from work. Things are going well. I've been at my new job for a little over a month now, and it is now May the 3rd, and I'm so glad to see the month of May. As you know, Mother's Day is coming up. And I am so thankful for the mother figures in my life. Notice I didn't say motherfuckers. I said mother figures. But everything is well. I dare not complain. And for those that are wanting some last minute Mother's Day gifts, go to YannickTaylor.com/merchandise. Or you can go to shop.spreadshirt.com/blacktransbeautiful. I have some great things. You can make your own stuff. Make your mom a mug. Get your mom a mug. Get your mom the Madam Queen collection. She will greatly love it. But I'm so grateful for my aunts, my grandmother, and of course, the woman that birthed me, my mom. Without these women in my life, I would not be who I am, the Black trans woman that I am now. And I'm so grateful for them. Being in my life, I'm so grateful for them showing up when they did. Granted, I haven't known my birth mom personally due to a situation with my parents divorcing, but I met her in 2013. And our relationship is one, it seems like that we've known each other all the whole shebang, all 33 years of my life. And I'm so very grateful for her. And I'm thankful that she didn't turn her back on me being gay and transgender. And I'm so grateful that, you know, she has stood by me in ministry. She stood by me through so much, and she's even standing by me still. A little bit more about that. My mom and dad divorced in 86. This is over 30 years ago. And I was in foster care for a little while, and my dad got custody of me, and I came to live in South Carolina and grew up around predominantly my dad's family, not knowing really anything about my mom's side of the family. And it was different. It was challenging coming up because I had a cousin that would always make jokes about saying, oh, well, you know, so-and-so is not your real mama. And I would ask questions. I was pissed off because no one would tell me the truth. No one would tell me what was really happened, what was the situation between my mom and dad. And I partly blamed my aunt that I lived with because she wanted to adopt me, but she couldn't because my dad still had parental rights and he didn't want to waive those, which I'm so glad that he did. And she made my life a living hell, basically called me all kind of homophobic slurs. I was nothing. I was made to feel less than her kids, which were my cousins, which I want to talk a little bit more about that. But anyway, we were growing up in her household. It wasn't always bad. We had some good times, you know, especially if I did something good in school. You know, we would celebrate or we would watch movies and we would do so much crazy stuff. Snowball fights, watch horror films, or we would try new foods together or try new recipes, you know, or she would teach me how to cook or something. But it was just that one thing. She took her anger out on me. It was a lot of misplaced anger. And I moved out of her house when I was 14. And then I moved with my uncle and then, of course, went to college. And I finally moved to D.C. after a while. I'm skipping a lot right now. And y'all, I'm looking at eye candy as well. But anyway, I'm grateful for her because she taught me what to go after. And also, she taught me to be resilient and to always have the faith. Even though sometimes she doubted me, I never for once stopped trying to be the best academically, the best musically I could be, because I had to show them that I'm worth it too. And fast forward to 2013, my sister's getting married. I had been talking to my biological mother on the phone for about 4 years at this point. I've been talking to her since around 2006, actually, 2006, 2007, talked to her on the phone. My brother set that up and we emailed back and forth and we got to really know each other. I never would have thought the day would come that I would meet my biological mother after finding out who she was, what she looked like, having pictures of her, getting to know my godmom, and getting to know that side of the family. So later on, 2013, my sister sends me an invite to her wedding. And I'm not going to say I was the wedding gift, so to speak, but that was a gift for me and her, for us to finally meet. And we are all tight-knit. Our siblings are tight-knit. And we always call and mess with each other or something, you know. When we get together, it's always fun. No drama. You know, if there's something going on, we sit there and talk about it. So, needless to say, I am thankful for my biological mom, for my aunt that raised me. Not only that, because my aunt did drill in me, your ass gonna study. You ain't gonna flunk out of school. Your ass gonna do something with your life. But I'm thankful for my grandmother as well as my late great grandmother. I'm thankful for those women because they are the reason why I'm in music. I'm thankful for my aunts because they are the reason why I'm in music and in ministry. They encouraged me to sing, to play piano. They helped me get through college. They helped me, and my uncle did as well. But since we're focusing on the mothers and mother figures, they have pushed me. They have really pushed me to further my music career, even in this place that I'm in now, to where I'm kind of pausing to regroup mentally and spiritually. I still have that push from them every day. And I love the fact that they want me to live my best life. And I will never forget when I graduated from the year that I graduated from college, my grandmother surprised me coming to a Night at the Opera recital that I had. I'm walking to my uncle's car to change clothes from the dress rehearsal and get dressed and get him to shake me up, put on my tuxedo. This is before I transitioned, so I was still being dudish, putting on my singing clothes. And yes, I'm still a trans woman. You know, I'm talking about before I transitioned. And I see somebody's head. I said, who is this Joe got in the car with him? When I got to the car and I saw who it was, I was so elated. And I was like, Grandma, oh my gosh. I started jumping up and down because that was her first time coming onto the college campus. I gave them a brief tour. They got to meet the person I was dating at the time. And then she finally got to see what I do on campus. And when I started singing, I played as Papageno in the Magic Flute. And I said, I was singing a nice bass baritone. And my grandmother, when I got to her, she said, how did you get all of that sound out of that little bitty body? Because I'm a rather thin person. And she had heard some of my work from some recordings that I had done. She heard me sing in church, but she had never heard me do the classical route. And she was living. My grandmother was living. She got her best life that day. And she is so proud of me to this day. And fast forward, my biological mom finally got to hear me sing in church. I Did Nothing to Lose by the Clark Sisters, and she cried. Not only that, but my aunt that raised me and a couple of my other aunts, my village, I call them, came to see me in Oklahoma. And they were laughing because I had to do a stunt where my scene partner put a bucket over my head and banged it, getting back at me. It was like a big farmer and cow people fight, you know, but it was a good show. And they absolutely loved it. And I'm actually getting back into acting now. So for all of you talent scouts, people that are a part of talent agencies or need actresses or need somebody, you know, to sing for them, book me. Tweet me, Yannick T Music. Hell, you can even email me at YannickTMusic@gmail.com. Okay, honey. All right. Okay. So, you know, I'm just happy and excited about Mother's Day because it means so much to me. And I know I'm going to come back again. I'm doing this a little bit early because this is just on my mind and my heart. I really don't have a whole lot to talk about today. But y'all get at me. Email me at btransbpodcast@gmail.com. Tell me about your mom or if you had a mother figure or someone that was like a mother to you that have really inspired you. I would love to hear your stories, okay? Y'all love, love, and be free. Smooches.